Hello.
Hey, Donald, this is Seth Peterson. How are you doing today?
Who is it?
Seth Peterson, Donald, I've reached out to you a couple of weeks ago about your property on Dickens Road.
Right, I got you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is this a good time to talk?
I got a couple minutes. I'm trying to get out the house, but that's all right. Go ahead.
I was just following up after our last conversation. Just wanted to see if you're available now for one of our team members to come down and look at the property.
Well, I've done some research because I'm getting calls every day about that property. I don't know where were we before?
You last time we spoke about it, you were not in town. If you remember, you told me that it would take you a couple of weeks.
Where were we on the house as far as conversation about the house?
Oh, you told me that it is a big lot. You've spoken to the county. There is a place to put like four houses on it.
If you tore the house down.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you left the house there, it could be two lots.
It could be two lots, exactly.
Well, you could put a lot on each side of the house. Let me clarify that. You could put a lot on each side of the house and leave the house. The house needs restoring. It needs work. There's no question. But I told somebody, a neighbor that's very interested in that I'd give him first right of refusal, and I wouldn't really want to let him see it before I let anybody else go over there and look at it. But the best use of that property is either leaving the house and building two houses, getting two lots out of it. Did we talk price at all before?
We didn't talk about the price since you were not available and there was a problem with the connection as well.
I got you. Well, I have been offered over $300 from a couple different people, and I'm going to relay that to the person that has first right of refusal. But in talking to people I know in real estate and all, and the county and all that, that property, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time, but that property is probably worth in the neighborhood. One person I talked to who's a developer said you could probably market that for four lots and possibly get $400 to $450. So, if it's not something, I don't want to waste your time, but I probably can get $400 to $450 or so for four lots. Mm-hmm. But I am going to let that other person make an offer first because I gave him – he's a neighbor, and I gave him first right of refusal a year or so ago.
Uh-huh. And so, have you talked to him recently about it?
No. I mean, I just got back into town a couple of days ago, and I need to – it wasn't my first priority. I'm not trying to be rude. I had other things. I haul a trailer back and a Suburban full of stuff and – just getting caught up, going to see my 92-year-old mom, just different stuff. So, it wasn't my first priority when I rolled into Richmond, but, I do get calls on it every day, and there's a lot of interest. But, I haven't talked to him, but I will, Anyway, so if you want to kick that around and go from there, I'm not ready to show it yet, though. I may have said that before, but I got to do a few things before I'm really ready to show it. And again, it may be more valuable because the house is fairly close to the road. It may be more valuable tearing a house down and putting four houses there. So it doesn't matter what the house looks like.
Right. Yeah, that's why we wanted to come down and take a look at the property. And then on spot, we can talk about numbers and everything.
Right. I got you. Well, again, I'm not quite ready. I got to get that other guy there. That wasn't my first priority when I rolled into Richmond. But I'm not trying to put you off, but I've owned that house for 32 years. I think right about now in 1992 I bought it, so 32 years, but I'm ready to let it go because I don't need it anymore. And, you know, I just, I'm not, you know, I don't care. I got things there I need to get out of there. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a process. I'm not trying to make it hard on you guys because y'all like to hit and make some money and move on to the next one. And I get that. But anyway, call me in a week or so.
Call you in a week? All right, no problem. I'll give you a call in a week or so.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. What's your first name, Sid?
Yeah, Sid Peterson. I texted you my number and contact information as well.
Yeah, I remember talking to you. You were very polite, and I appreciate it. Where are you located, Sid?
We are located in Ashland.
Ashland, that's right. Yeah, I just bought a property out in Elmont.
Oh, nice.
Not too far from me. Anyway, all right, buddy, let's take it from there.
All right, sure. I'll give you a call back in a week, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Thank you, Sid.
All right.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye.